Good morning, everyone. It's Sal Shelley. Hope you're doing great and enjoying your weekend. It is a rainy day here in Austin, Texas, and I just got back from a trip to beautiful San Francisco and California, where the weather was really nice. I came across this really important quote, and it said, "When I talk to managers, I get the feeling they're important. When I talk to leaders, I get the feeling I'm important." Big difference was management versus leadership. Both are required for running an effective organization, but the focus of leadership is on the other person and making them feel empowered and creating the environment for them to thrive and take risks and be innovative and be flexible and be adaptable and not always wait to be told what they're supposed to do, but taking the initiative. Again, when I talk to managers, I get the feeling they're important. When I talk to leaders, I get the feeling I'm important. So my question to you is, as the business owner or as the entrepreneur or as the founder of your company, are you being a manager or are you being a leader? Now, don't get me wrong, both are required, but you need to understand when and where and who's playing those individual roles. As a leader, it's your responsibility to get the best out of other people, maximize their potential, help them maximize their impact and their fulfillment. And you need to do that by creating the right organization culture and the right strategies and the right environment that engenders that kind of behavior and that kind of feeling. So I wanted to do this quick video just so that you know the difference. It's an important difference. I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but as the company grows and evolves, you cannot do this alone. You need the right team. Everybody cannot be a leader. You need some leaders, you need some managers, you need some followers. But everybody would like to work in an environment which is positive, which is expanding, where people are encouraged to have an abundance mindset rather than a scarcity mindset. And always remember to give more than you take. Focus on the client, focus on the employees, focus on your stakeholders. Be fair, be open, be transparent, be communicative, be direct. And at the end of the day, do what is right. People will always forget what you said to them or what you did to them, but they will never forget how you made them feel. So this is Sal Shelley with a quick video on effective leadership and the difference between being a manager and a leader. If you have any questions, please reach out at coach@maximizeyou.life or visit our website at www.maximizeyou.life. As you know, we are an AI-powered tech platform for individuals and institutions to maximize potential and transform for a balanced, happier, and impactful life. Live, work, and lead with greater freedom, power, and peace of mind. If you're a business owner, what does that do for your organization? It helps you to reduce employee turnover, maximize productivity, reduce sick days, absenteeism, disguised unemployment. Happier employees result in happier customers, which result in greater revenue and profitability for the organization. So that's how you as an organization benefit. If you're a school, how you benefit is greater achievement rates for your students, higher satisfaction for your teachers, lower teacher turnover, and better focus on acquiring real life skills. Excuse me. So those are the ways that everybody can benefit as an individual, as a corporation, or as an educational institution. Thank you and take care.